You're listening to the Second Life Podcast Network.
Hey, I thought this was Rush Limbaugh. Ugh, what a rip.
Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Normally, you're going to hear a 100 word story all by itself. But it's Saturday, and that's when we gather all the stories together and let them play in the park. And that park is called the Weekly Challenge. I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. It sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, looks like Eva Moon picked the topic of taboo, and we got a bunch of stories in this week. Welcome to the park! In order to see which of the stories goes first, we need to find out who won last week's weekly challenge of zombie. Looking at the votes, carry the two, and it looks like Caleb Bullen of the Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast won the weekly challenge of zombies. So he's going to go first. By the way, Caleb does this thing, the Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast players. If you look it up in Google, all sorts of old radio serials. It's really fun stuff. So let's see what Caleb has in store for us. Congratulations, and tell us a story, Caleb.
Hey, it's me, Caleb, from the Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast. BlackTieMartiniClub.com. I got a 100-word story for you entitled The Last Munchie. Alright, fellas, listen up. This bread is my body. And this grape jelly, this is my blood. My sweet, congealed blood. And this peanut butter, this is my, Holy Spirit. And you put them together, like so, and I am delicious. Wow, you've got to try this.
But, Jesus, we can't have bread right now. It's Passover.
Oh, come on, that old taboo? Don't be so superstitious, Pete.
But, Jesus, won't your father smite us?
Why, it's the holidays. I got my boys right here. I got this awesome sandwich. What could go wrong?
Praetorian Guard, open up!
Thank you, Caleb, and happy Pesach to you, too. Right. Oh, the text for each story is in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast or whatever they sent for me to link. All right, well, let's see if there are any rookies here. Oh, dear. Has he been here? I'm not sure. Well, I'll just pretend like I don't remember. Oh, wow, it's Almo Schumann. First time here. Almo, how did you find us? Well, it doesn't matter how you found us. You found us. So, Almo, I am going to play your story. And isn't this going to be exciting? You tell your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your great-great-grandparents, your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents. And they can all listen in. So here we go with Almo Schumann.
Taboo by Almo Schumann. Traffic on the beltway was a maze stuffed with hundreds of rats. The Civic cut me off to move 3 car lengths. When I got beside him, I flipped him the bird and felt better. The bar was hot and crowded. The guy next to me elbowed my beer, sloshing it on my shirt. "Asshole," I said. I felt better. The convenience store line crawled. The kid in front of me was turning out his pants pockets, looking for change. "Come on," I said, finally, exasperated. "You're holding everyone up." I felt better. Then he turned around and shot me.
He shot you? Well, that's not very nice of him. Oh, well, glad you got that story in before, you know, anything bad. Thank you, Almo. And looking forward to more stories from you, after all your ancestors yell at you for making you less explicit tag kind. All right, well, next up are the veterans, the people who just keep coming back for more and more and possibly more. First up is Guy David. He does the music to the beginning, the end, and during his story in the podcast. He also does all sorts of cool stuff over there at GuyDavid.com. Night Guy, Night Guy Electronica, The 16th, Night Guy Under the Rock, Boogieing with the Night Guy. I mean, the man can boogie. And let's boogie along with him with the subject of taboo and see what he's got in store for us.
Hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm Guy from www.guydavid.com, and I must say, Tom Marquette, I am angry with you. You have forsaken the American myth. Please come back. And now on to my story. Here at Taboo Unlimited, we concentrate on creating the most modern and up-to-date taboos, ranging from technology-driven superstitions to new-age health food misconceptions. Right now, we are working on a very special set of taboos, ordered especially by a wealthy Martian tycoon. We use the latest technology to create this taboo that makes people think that robots are immoral and deplorable. It's amazing what you could do using social networking and other Web 2.0 techniques. It works like clockworks, only we just discovered clockworks are the weapon of robots. I think we might be done for it.
Guy, there's nothing wrong with robots. Robots are your friends. Thank you, Guy. You can check out more from Guy David at the various Night Guy fill in the blanks at GuyDavid.com. Ha ha, ha ha. Robots are good for you. Next up is... Uh-oh. Hold on. Let me check. It is Tom from Footnote. He probably was off looking for the American myth. And yes, I agree with Guy. Tom, please come back. Because when I say footnote.libsyn.com is the location of Footnote, it's where it used to be. It can rise once again. We believe in you. But also, we depend on you. We're crazy, crazy without you. But thank goodness we have this story from you to at least keep us warm in the darkness.
Hello, my people. This is Tom from the Footnote. Lawrence, here's the deal. I'm finishing my term in the grand jury. I got no time to record or edit. I'll return, just not until summer.
Now for major milestone time. The challenge has over 1,000 stories. And DJ enters the top 10 contributors.
Now on to our story, already in progress.
Maria set the Easy Bake in front of the steamer trunk. Alan opened the lid to reveal wafer upon wafer of titanium conductors.
Here's the deal, Maeve. We'll bleed the time glue you got in that tin into the hub and up to the top side. It'll take about 35 years. According to the book, it's got a steep drawback. Major fertility drop.
What's this going to cost, Alan? Asked a weary time traveler.
Interfamily mating.
Cervantes' Victorian sensibility heaved at the breach in taboo.
In fact, you might want to leave a little something before you go.
Thank you, Tom, and thank you for explaining. Although, you should really follow my tips for getting off of jury duty. The number one tip? Say that you're pro-legalization. Yeah, okay. Well, you can check out more from Tom in the past at footnote.libsyn.com. And then, when it's a hung jury, he'll be free. Free once again. Next up is Terry T. from Quiet Time. I love listening. Three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Terry brings this artist, you know, from the Podsafe Music Network and, you know, beginning, middle, and end, and then some other cool stuff. Some good music there. And I tend to listen on walking on the way home or when I'm having a freak out day at work, which is pretty much every day. So here's Terry T with Quiet Time Podcast. By the way, that's at quiettimepodcast.com. And here we go.
Hi-de-ho, neighbors. Terry T here, and it's time for another 100-word story weekly challenge. This week's topic was taboo, and my story is called Stranded, Part 12. Launch director Haraldson pushed his secretary's slim body off his, wrapped a towel around himself while turning up the sound on the TV. He heard the announcer speak of substandard workmanship and materials as being the main causes to the Phoenix's demise, all of which were traced back to the Chinese manufacturing plants that had won the rights to building the spacecraft's landing module. Well, that was nothing new, he thought. But, as everybody knew, the current administration had made it taboo to criticize the Chinese in order to gain their support and their money for the mission to Mars. Well, that's my entry, but before I leave you, I want to remind you to stop by a Quiet Time Podcast, sit back, relax, and listen to some great music off the Podsafe Music Network.
Thank you, Terry. And as Terry told you, head over to the Quiet Time Podcast at quiettimepodcast.com. for some really cool music. I'm loving how this story is progressing. I wonder what's next. Well, I know what's next. It's going to be Eva Moon from Eva Moon and the Lunatics. Cool, cool, cool. Not only is she a storyteller, she's also a bard. That's right. She also does really cool music, and you can check it out and buy it over at evamoon.net. It's in the show notes. But before you do that, let's go ahead and listen to her story.
Hello, I'm Eva Moon with another entry into the 100-word story contest. I'm becoming addicted. You can find out more about me at evamoon.net. The topic this week is taboo, and the title of my story is Forbidden. I thought they'd be round, like apples. Better than apples, came a languid reply from the branches. She peered into the dense foliage of the tree, trying to make out the sinuous form hidden in the shadows. The branches were heavy with ripe fruit. Her hand barely reached around the long, fleshy cylinder as she plucked it. Its bulbous end released an unfamiliar aroma that filled her head. Would you like to know how to properly enjoy the fruit of this tree? She hesitated for a moment, but her appetite was stirred. I really shouldn't. The long body uncoiled and rose. It will be our little secret.
Thank you, Eva Moon. By the way, I know it's Eva Moon, I just get everybody's name wrong. You know how it is. Even though they record it and they pronounce it, I still get it wrong. But I spell it right, EvaMoon.net. Cool music and good times. Good times for all. By the way, she came up with this topic. Don't you like it? I like it. Okay, that's enough. Next up is Planet X, the nemesis of Planet Z. I'm not too sure how, but Planet Y gets in between them, you know, total drama queen. No, Planet X, no, I don't want to get entangled in this or anything, but let me tell you what Planet Z told me. And Planet Z, was overhearing, I was minding my own business, and just kind of... So sick of people like that. Well, anyway... PlanetXPodcast.com is where you can find all about Planet X. However, we'll just stay right here and listen to Planet X's story. And that's Planet X, X possessive, not Planet X's, because X's isn't a planet. X's is a not exactly a person. Let me just play the story.
Greetings, Earthlings. Planet X-Ray here with this week's 100-word story weekly challenge with the topic of taboo. It's called Sandwich Anyone? As he paced along the HMS Resolution deck, Captain Cook stared at his first officer and shouted, "It's taboo to eat that damn fruit!" "No, sir," Lieutenant Clerk responded. "The chief said it was taboo, or forbidden, to eat the fruit from the sacred tree."
"Taboo or not, that fruit is essential to preventing scurvy amongst the crew. Why, look at old Murdoch Mahoney on the last voyage!"
Cook replied, "Sir, the chief said no one was to eat that fruit. And sir, they don't have the taboo of making a sandwich out of me or you," Lieutenant Clerk replied.
Now I have an idea of what to make for dinner. Thank you, Planet X. And you can check out more from Planet X at planetxpodcast.com. Let's see, who comes in? Oh, JD. Now, if I say JD, he's going to record as Jerry D. And if I say Jerry D, he'll call himself JD White. And if I say JD White, he'll just say, no, it's just J and Jam Master. And so I'm just going to say JD. And the link to his stuff at writing.com is in the show notes. But let's hear his story and hear what he calls himself this week.
Hi, Lawrence. This is Jerry D., and it's another wonderful afternoon here in central Oklahoma. Just thought I would put together a short story, 100 words that is, for your podcast. So, keeping it brief as always, here's my story. This town don't look good in snow. John 316 steps into the corridor. Behind him, the hatch, with a quiet click, slides closed. His calloused feet absorb the cold of the steel deck as he shivers in the darkness. eyes adjusting. To his left and right, pitch black, meet his searching gaze. Before him, illuminated by the dull red glow of a bulb in the overhead, a ladder stretches upward into darkness. The boys, his brothers, in Cratch 17C34, had taunted him because of his frailty. They had always forced him to their will. Now they had dared him. He had broken the first taboo.
I like that one. Happy Passover to you, J.D. Jerry D. J.J. Jerry D. J.J. Thank you. The link to his writing is up in the show notes. Now, somebody who isn't at some, you know, writing.com subdirectory, but at his own domain name, washthebowl.com, you will find the amazing and beautiful adventures of Craig. And he's also doing a story a day. So we'll see if, you know, if I suddenly vanish and he's, you know, hey, well, I've got most stories of an active 100-word stories daily pod, you'll know who did it. But that's okay. I forgive him already. So here we go with Craig of Wash the Bowl. I love that little, you know, rise way he says it.
Hi, everyone. This is Craig from washthebowl.com with this week's entry in the 100-word challenge. It's entitled Engage Me. Enjoy. Ellen glided through the patio door without a sound till she was almost touching me. Placing her hand on my shoulder, she turned me to gaze deeply into her eyes. Her hands then grabbed my collar, pulling me closer. With her silken honey voice, Ellen said, "Engage me." Normally, I reveled in her little challenges. I mean, what else could create such delightful friction in my life? This time, however, I was unnerved, even a bit frightened, as I sank deeper into her eyes. Ellen repeated, "Engage me." Her words invited me on a road I knew was taboo.
Ooh, Taboo Road. You know, I used to live on Taboo Road. Yeah, I don't want to tell you about the mail delivery. Thank you, Craig. You can find out more from Craig. Oh, wait, he just said, no, that fashionable replica watches. I don't wear a watch. You can find out more from Craig at washthebowl.com. I love how he says that. Next up is Thomas. Now, to differentiate between Tom and Tom, I'm calling this Tom Thomas, because the other Tom is Tom, even though he called himself T.A. for a while. You know, like, B.A. Baracus, T.A. Baracus. Oh, beautiful. So Thomas didn't leave a URL or something to hype or something to pimp. Thomas, in the comments, just let us know what you want us to go see, to learn more about you. We're fascinated by you, and we need to learn more about you. Maybe we'll just have to make do with your story.
Hello, I'm Tom Markle, and I'm no longer a weekly challenge virgin. It took me quite a while to write a story on a taboo. After a lot of rewrites and alternate stories, I hope I was able to do some justice to the topic. I mean, there's not much nowadays that can be called a taboo. But recently, however, in the news, things such as pedophilia, polygamy, and rape in the name of religion reminded me that there are still some lines that shouldn't be crossed in civilized society. So, exploring these from a darker perspective, I present Wedding Night. A screamer. She had to be a screamer, John thought, looking at his new bride. Providence gave him her so he could bless her and she him. He believed this marriage was ordained of God, but she didn't seem to. Only 11, she's a woman sooner than his other wives. However, youth was no excuse to resist. The prophets knew. He knew. Soon she too would know the truth, submitting to him as unto God. She sobbed as he wiped the blood from her mouth, gave her a long kiss, then forced himself onto her. eager for the next lesson.
Thank you, Thomas, who is really Tom and not T.A. and that. All right. Well, next up is Steven the Nuclear Man. Does everyone call you the Nuclear Man, or is it just me and it's catching on, and pretty soon all across the nation, everyone, they're going to be doing a dance, and they're going to call it Do the Nuclear Man. I'm not too sure what kind of dance is the nuclear. I remember the Neutron Dance by the Pointer Sisters, but that I don't think that'll work. But for you, Stephen, the Nuclear Man, we're more than satisfied to have your story.
Samantha always knew the exact location of the door. She knew the ways to exit any room. She knew when to run, when to hide, when to agree, when to be silent. These lessons were her mother's gifts. His rampages were a time for silence. She did not flinch as bits of smashed vase skittered across the kitchen floor. The vase was her mother's. A shard came to rest against her toe. She looked up at him, angry in the kitchen doorway. Samantha always knew the exact location of the door. She also knew the exact location of the ice pick.
Do you know where your ice pick is? She knows. Yeah. Thank you, Stephen, the Nuclear Man. And check out more from Stephen at papers.ods.org. That's true. That's where the papers are. Next up is Daphne of Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara and the Second Style podcast. All sorts of others. You don't know about them yet? Oh, they're out there. Search around iTunes. Just keep looking for Daphne. You'll find them in the music section. You'll find them in the books. There are books. They're coloring books, but still they're books. So go to Going Broke with, well, actually it's DaphneandTamara.com. Not going broke with, that would be a long, that would be a real long, and I know it's not yak penis, so I'm going to stop babbling now and just let you listen to Daphne's story. She's writing me Twitter saying, where are you, how many this week? Caleb is like, you know, you're done yet. God. Okay, I woke up late.
Hi, this is Daphne Abernathy of the podcast Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara, which can be found at DaphneandTamara.com, and Second Style Stylecast, which can be found at Stylecast.secondstyle.com. And I've been fighting this cold for a week, and I've tried recording my voice with two different systems, and I don't sound like me, so I'm blaming the cold. All right. So here's my submission for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge. This week's topic, taboo. Here we go. Things that are taboo down here aren't on the surface. And some of the things that were taboo up there, well, no one really cares anymore. You just need to learn how things are different and respect the society we have going here. Most of our taboos are about personal space and privacy. We welcome all newcomers. We are very happy you made it here safely. Just treat every living creature down here with respect, and you'll fit in okay. And I mean every living creature. Do you get that? Meow. Yes, even the rats and mice.
Thank you, Daphne. You can check out more from Daphne at, well, whatever she said. I'll let her get it wrong instead of me. By the way, I just want to inform you, one of the things that woke me up early, Nardo was being a butthead, and it's like, okay, fine, go play outside. So he plays outside, and I'm trying to stay awake. I'm watching this funny Twitter feed, and it's like, rawr, rawr, from guy yelling, and oh my god, oh my god. Nardo attacked a Lopso Opso. The fuff ball had, like, blood all over its nose. Nardo unscathed. By the way, if you think, you know, this is unusual, this is the, well, the Lopso Opso survived it, which is the first dog, I think, ever to actually survive an encounter with Nardo. He is you don't want to have a dog around him. Oh, well. Thank you, Daphne. And keep your dog away from him. Here. All right, next up is Anima Zabaleta, and I want to tell you, first, I got the name right, and two, Anima wanted to let me know, I'm disqualified because I didn't use the word taboo. I want to tell you something. Just because the topic is a particular word or phrase, you don't have to incorporate it in your story word for word. You can, if it's two or three words, you can break them up. You could have fun with a pun based on that word. Or you don't have to include that word at all and just have the story inspired by it as long as people look at it and think, oh, taboo. Or not. You know, whatever. Someone could say Naboo. You know, the planet from the early Star Wars. Here's Anima Zabaleta.
Salutations, Wordsmith. Anima here with my submission for the weekly challenge. I hope you find it tasty. Crudités. Chateaubriand. Cheesecake. Sumptuous meals are her waking thoughts. Savory dishes she will eat once she can fit into her wedding dress. It means so much to Mother. Mum was aghast when Sandy ballooned to a size 6. All those summers at fat camp? For naught. Never mind that Chick Corea could trade licks with Gary Burton on her ribcage. Sandy pulls her feeding tube to go puke. She'll look good in that Vera Wang confection, even if it kills her. Only 5 more pounds.
Ooh, good one, Anna. And notice, no use of the word taboo, but you're thinking it. Hmm? Inspiration. That's what it's all about. And perspiration. I hope you're all sweaty listening to that. I know I am. Well, actually, it's from trying to chase down Nardo. He really wanted to tear that dog apart. He was bigger than it, too. I mean, little fuff, yep, 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 yep. Come on, admit it. When you see yappy little dogs like that, and you see a big 18-pound brawler cat with velociraptor-like thumb claws, you're rooting for the cat. That's my buddy. He's asleep on the bed right now, curled up against Gina. Do you think he's going to tear Gina apart? No. She's got a little weight on him. So, whatever. Next up is Liana of Hodgepodge Point. .libsyn.com. She's been a little spotty here and there, and she's going to, you know, probably say her excuse, too. She's off with Tom on grand jury duty. They're deciding the fate of some man, woman, child, or animal that will, well, decide their fate. Okay. Well, let's just listen to Liana, and I'll shut up now.
Hey, everyone. Liana here from Hodgepodge Point. After reading some ancient book, I've learned I'm cursed. Not the grudge, but with the pudge. Yep, there's no getting rid of that excess fat. Ever. So moving on to this week's challenge number 105, Taboo, I have the following story titled, The Art of Art. Big city, little light, and a whole lot of people moving around. Mama squeezed my hand tight as she dragged me through the crowds. We raced past drunks and browsers and pushed through groups watching street entertainers. The best attracted the most, and only having to compete with the shocking. Like naked art, a group of unclothed men and women who did things to each other right on the street. All the appalled people couldn't stop watching. Mama whisked me away as fast as we had come to them, but I promised myself one day I would come back for more.
Yay! Thank you, Liana. And just think of the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com as your home. While you're renovating and ignoring your own home. Come back to us, Liana, please. Bring us your... We want to know about the birds. We want to know about the birds. Tell us about the birds. In the meantime, while we wait for you to tell us about the birds, Mike has sent in a story, but he didn't record it. So I'm going to go ahead and give it my best shot. Which probably isn't that good, but I'm just, you know, this is why I don't read story. Okay, Mike. And so, Jared Rasmun, by reason of your repeated and willful violations of our people's strongest taboo, this council finds you guilty of violating the honor of our village. The ancient penalty for this crime is death. Most High Chief, I respectfully submit myself. And here Rasmun motioned to a nearby slave. Represented by... Not this time, Mr. Rasmun, the elder interrupted. Your contempt for our laws and customs is clear. Your previous transgressions have cost 5 men an eye and a hand each, and it is they who will carry out your sentence. You see, matters of honor are always personal. Well, thank you, Mike, for letting me play around with some silly voices. How did you like that one? Let me know. You can learn more, Mike. Actually, where the hell can you learn my... I don't have any links. I don't have any information. I don't even have age verification on this thing. He could be 3 years old. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, no. All right, well, I better cover this one up. While I'm off burning all evidence of this past story, I'm going to leave you with Sojant. Sojant Harrop, Adventures of a Southern Gentleman, because I can't say those two letters before. Here, let me check the email. Oh, good. I've got a way of getting out of this. All right, hold on.
Hello, this is Sergeant Harrop, and I'm back for weekly challenge number 105. The topic is taboo. Body parts lay scattered around me. Zombies are tough customers, all right. They keep coming even when all that's left of them are pieces. With a crunch, he stomped on a disembodied hand that was attempting to climb up his pant leg. What a mess. At least he didn't have to worry about the locals making a fuss. Zombies were taboo in this neck of the woods. There would be nothing said, and shortly after sunrise, there wouldn't be any sign of this conflict. The locals would see to that. He'd sent a pointed message tonight, but would anyone listen?
Thank you, Sojant. You can check out more from Sojant, the man of constant sorrow, at SL Adventures of a Southern Gentleman. Oh, God, I said those two letters again. The QX Adventures of a Southern Gentleman. Oh, no, they're going to ban me. But first, before they ban me, I want to share with you this. The deranged and twisted and sick and perverted mind... way out there in space, beyond Planet X, beyond the meddling and interfering Planet Y, it's Planet Z.
It's game night tonight, but we can't decide on a game. I want to play Monopoly, but nobody ever lets me be the banker. My wife's got a great eye-hand coordination, so Jenga's her choice. Bobby knows all sorts of useless trivia. So Trivial Pursuit's his game. And little Susie, well, she's only 6, but what a mouth she has on her. I don't know where she learned all she knows for playing Taboo, but she hasn't lost a match yet. This is how fights start. I guess I'd better fill up the pitcher and get out the quarters again.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories about taboo. Thanks to everyone who participated this week and good luck in the voting. That's right, there's voting. That takes place on the website podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winners will get, well, to go first next week. I'm out of refrigerator magnets. Gave them all away. Got to make some more, though. Any suggestions as to what story should be on there? Give me an idea. You can subscribe to the podcast RSS feed, one-click subscribe on iTunes, podcast rate, all that on that one magical page. And you can leave comments on the daily stories, too, and these stories. And also, you can find some recipes there. Anyway, the music for the opening and closing were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Wow. There'll be the usual stuff tomorrow, and then on Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges. I'll post the topic in a little bit. Thank you once again for listening, and as always, blah, 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 blah. Keep it brief. Closing.